This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Just about everyone who uses the internet has watched a movie trailer or newscast or listened to music online. The technology that makes that possible is known as streaming media, and a California firm claims it owns a patent on it. Later today, a federal court in California will take up a patent infringement case involving that firm and a group of internet pornographers. It's one of several ongoing patent disputes that, according to observers, could end up changing business on the internet. NPR's Rick Carr reports.
Acacia Research doesn't make a product. It sells a concept. More precisely, according to the firm's executive vice president and general counsel, Rob Berman, Acacia owns a set of patents.
In layman's terms, it covers the digitization, encryption, transmission, and receipt of digital content.
In essence, Acacia claims it owns the concept of streaming. The firm calls it digital media technology, or DMT, and claims the patents apply to all kinds of digital media. Cable systems, movies and music on demand, and millions of websites that stream audio and video.
So when someone goes on the internet, for example, and watches a video, chances are that is covered by our DMT patents.
Over the past couple years, Berman's firm's been trying to enforce those patents. Berman won't say whether Acacia's approached firms that make streaming software and hardware, but he says his firm has approached companies that use the technology. Acacia sent out hundreds of letters to webmasters whose sites stream audio and video, asking that they sign license agreements. Berman says Acacia aimed for where the money is.
When we looked at industries that were using our technology and making money at it, there's no question that the adult entertainment industry was the largest industry on the internet.
E. Michael Spike Goldberg is CEO of the adult web firm Homegrown Video. In 2002, he got one of those letters from Acacia.
They asked us to turn over all of our client lists for webmasters that we provided content for. They asked for 3% of our gross revenue on everything that we made, including stuff that wasn't involved with the internet. They wanted to do audits, and they wanted to do... That was a very all-inclusive contract. I guess you could say they almost wanted to become our partner.
Goldberg says the envelope in which the contract was delivered to him also contained a lawsuit. He hired an attorney to look into whether or not the patent applies to his business and concluded that it doesn't. But that didn't change the dilemma. Either wait for Acacia to serve him with the lawsuit or pay 3% of his revenues.
3% for something that we weren't even doing. So it kind of comes down to a personal thing in that why should we give somebody 3% of our business, you know, taxation without representation type of thing.
Acacia filed infringement claims against more than 40 adult webmasters, including Goldberg. They've banded together to fight back, arguing that they're not infringing and that the patents are invalid because they didn't represent an advance in the state of the art, which is a requirement under U.S. law. Goldberg says they'll spend hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees, but if they win, they'll save the rest of the billion-dollar-a-year streaming industry, adult and otherwise, a 3% licensing fee. Disputes like this have proliferated as more and more firms have received patents on ways of doing business. Amazon.com owns a patent on one-click online shopping. Another firm says its patent covers the online shopping cart. Yet another claims to own rights to the basic idea of selling things online. Rita Hymas is a visiting professor at the Suffolk University Law School in Boston. She says once the U.S. government issues a patent, it's valid unless a court says otherwise. But it's expensive to fight a patent claim in court. Hymas says that's led to a new business model.
To extract licensing fees from small businesses that are likely to weigh the options of going to court versus paying the licensing fee and determine early on that it's much cheaper to pay a license.
Hymas says the problem isn't so much the firms that own the patents as the system itself. Patent examiners don't have much to go on when they evaluate applications for business models, she says, and there are so many applications for new patents that government officials spend only 18 hours on average looking into whether or not an application represents an advance in the state of the art. The result, Hymas says, is a system that sometimes does the opposite of promoting the progress of science, as the Constitution requires.
The broader the patent rights are, the less the public potentially benefits from basic technology and the ability to use it.
Acacia's critics say the firm's patents pose exactly that kind of threat. Those critics point out that Acacia's been selective in approaching streaming firms. Real Networks, for example, one of the top web streaming firms, says it has not been approached. Other large streaming firms declined to comment. Berman says more than 100 firms have signed agreements, among them hotel entertainment firm LodgeNet and adult content giant Hustler. Berman says Acacia's currently talking with large and small firms in cable, music, sports, and distance learning, although we won't say which ones.
We do believe that these patents are broad and are being widely infringed, and our strategy is to, frankly, dip our beak and just take a little bit of money from a lot of people, and we would be perfectly satisfied.
While Acacia's suit moves through the courts, some malicious computer programmers have taken to extra-legal means of fighting companies that assert broad patent rights. The recent MyDoom worm shut down the website of a software firm that claims to own some of the intellectual property that makes up the Linux computer operating system. Rick Carr, NPR News.